Yo Tan fled Burma in 1991 during a government crackdown on political dissidents in the wake of that country's last general election. Almost 20 years later, he now runs a small restaurant in Fort Wayne, Indiana, living in exile as he waits for a change in the Burmese government.
They have a control of everything. You know, everybody's scared, you know.
From the bits and pieces he learns from family members still living in the country, Tan is not hopeful Burma's general elections, November 7th, will lead to the change he seeks.
You know, I think if this election is not the right election, you know.
Tan is not alone. Fort Wayne is home to approximately 5,000 Burmese, mostly refugees, who have settled in the small town in the eastern part of Indiana. Most of the community here views the upcoming Burmese elections as illegitimate. At the Burmese Advocacy Center, Executive Director Min Myint Nam Tin says the country's election history gives reason for concern.
We have election in 1990, the NLD party won the election, and unfortunately the power didn't transfer to the elected party.
Nam Tin is also a refugee forced into exile after the 1988 student uprising that led to the rise of opposition leader Aung San Suu Kyi. Suu Kyi's party, the National League for Democracy, won a majority of votes in Burma's last election in 1990, but the ruling Burmese military government rejected the results. Nam Tin says many of the same themes in that election are relevant today.
I think people are still believing in this theme to become a democratic government, and people right, you know, not force them to vote, and right to speak up, and better quality of life. I think that was people looking for long time.
Also looking for a better quality of life, Khun Wekha's family paid a price for speaking out against the government.
My dad's involved in the politics in Burma, and also they were arrested. And my sister and my brother, they were arrested too because of the political involvement over there.
Wekha also works at the Burmese Advocacy Center in Fort Wayne, where he too lives in exile. He believes the upcoming elections are neither free nor fair because the person who symbolizes the democracy movement in his country remains in detention.
Aung San Suu Kyi is still in the house arrest, and also they abolish many ethnic political party. They are all should include in the general election. Now it's not only the free and fair election, that is not all inclusive.
For most Burmese living in the United States, voting in the upcoming election is not an option. But restaurant owner Pyo Tan and dozens more from Fort Wayne plan to exercise their right to free speech in the United States by joining a November protest rally in Washington, D.C., together with other Burmese from across the U.S. Tan hopes the international community will listen to their concerns and ultimately reject the outcome of Burma's November 7th election. Kane Fairbaugh, VOA News, Fort Wayne, Indiana.